Unit 2. Reading. Exercise 2.
Follow your nose. Meet three people whose sense of smell has made a difference to their lives. A. Helen Keller was a famous activist for the deaf and blind, and was deaf and blind herself. She had an extraordinary sense of smell, and could identify people's jobs by the odour on their clothes. When a person passes, she said, I get a scent impression of where he has been, the kitchen, the garden, or the sick room. She also described smell as something that transports us across thousands of miles and all the years we have lived. A smell can remind us of another time and place. B. James Bell has worked for a perfume company for over 20 years. He says, You start with a superior sense of smell, but you must train it like a concert pianist. James passed a smell test, and the company sent him to study at a perfumery school in France, where he learned to recognise about 2,800 synthetic and 140 natural materials. Since that time, he has helped to create some of the world's favourite fragrances. C. Journalist Lucy Mangan has never smelled the fragrance of a rose. She has never tried different perfumes in a shop. Lucy is anosmic, which means she can't smell anything. She has been anosmic since birth. As 75 to 95% of the flavour of food comes from its smell, meals have never had much flavour. She can feel the different textures of lasagna, steak or fish, but for her, they're all quite tasteless.